You're listening to a passage from Practice, Unleashing the Power of Faith, a daily devotional by Jane Giroux.
Submitted by Tom J. McDaniel. The workplace often seems an intersection of ambition and competition, of opportunity and disappointment, of long hours and the pursuit of financial reward. Rarely is it considered a safe harbor where faith is strengthened or loving your neighbor is practical. Perhaps that's why meeting Frank McPherson had such a profound impact on my spiritual life. Frank grew up in Stillwell, Oklahoma, in modest circumstances, and worked his way to an engineering degree at Oklahoma State University. He then went to work for Kerr-McGee Corporation, a multinational energy and chemical company headquartered in Oklahoma City. He climbed the corporate ladder through a myriad of assignments and positions over several decades. Ultimately, he became the company's CEO, succeeding legendary oil man and community leader, Dean A. McGee. The leadership team Frank assembled included me. After several years practicing law and a stint in state government, joining Kerr-McGee seemed like a great opportunity. While there were several title changes for me in the ensuing years, my jobs could all be described in one word, troubleshooter. There seemed to be no end to the legal, regulatory, environmental, and political and public relations issues we faced in our businesses around the country and indeed around the world. But Frank was rock solid. It did not take long to see why. He was buoyed by a Christian faith stronger than I had ever seen in a business context. Never overbearing or condescending, he simply set an example. Daily devotions, prayer, support for colleagues, and a confidence that all things work together for those who love the Lord made him a role model for many, including me. Unobtrusive, but always ready to share his faith, Frank became a mentor to me. As business-related challenges cascaded around us, he counseled to focus on the things we could control and asked God to give us strength for the journey. His calm, faith-based approach saw us all through many sleepless nights and troubled waters. Frank retired from the company, and then 3 years later, I did. I was unsure how our relationship and friendship would continue. He had his life to live, and mine was going a different direction, ultimately leading me to the presidency of Oklahoma City University. One day, Frank called to suggest that he would like to bring a young church friend named Steve Garter, a dentist, to begin a weekly Bible study in my office at OCU. He related that he felt a call to start these individual, small group study sessions to stoke the fires of our faith. He was doing the same with several groups. For the next 10 years, we met early every Friday morning. Frank furnished the study material, and we held each other accountable to be prepared. In the midst of a busy, hectic new life at the university, this weekly meeting became central to my spiritual life. Although I'd always gone to church regularly, Frank brought a new dimension for living a Christian life in a real-world context. Studying, sharing, and praying together on a regular basis was the booster shot I needed. When I've tried to express my appreciation to Frank for all he has meant to my faith journey, he has simply said, "If you want to thank me, find two more friends and study the Bible with them." So I have. It is the surest way I know to see that Frank's Christian legacy will endure and perhaps inspire others to do the same. Tom J. McDaniel, President, American Fidelity Foundation, former President, Oklahoma City University, attorney and Oklahoma Hall of Fame inductee, Colgate, Alva, and Oklahoma City.